And I'm Audie Cornish, traveling with the Obama campaign in Indianapolis. The Democratic nominee continues to make the rounds in Rust Belt states like Indiana, where the senator works to make his message of improved tax policies and job creation resonate.
I see some teachers out here for America. I see Teamsters for America. Who's looking out for steel workers? Who's fighting for carpenters? Who's fighting for teachers? Who's fighting for Teamsters? That's the president I want to be.
And to that end, Obama focuses his efforts on poking holes in John McCain's tax policies.
He has every right to defend offshore tax havens that let companies avoid paying taxes here in America. But I say it's time to close corporate loopholes, shut offshore tax havens, and restore balance and fairness to our tax code.
And pumping up his own economic platform.
And I'll help make sure that we are building the fuel-efficient cars of tomorrow, not just in South Korea and Japan. We're building them right here in Indiana.
Indiana may have been a solidly Republican state in the past, but Obama's intense campaigning here may be having an effect, says Indianapolis school teacher Janice Bankert Countryman. She brought her own two children to see Obama at a downtown rally.
I'm Catholic, and so it's been very interesting to talk to people because some of my community members are historically Republican. And now a lot of us are leaning toward the Democratic ticket this year.
As for today, Obama's taking a short break from the campaign trail. He's instead visiting his grandmother, Madeline Dunham, who lives in Hawaii and who has recently fallen ill. Even though Dunham's birthday is Sunday, Obama won't be around for it. The candidate is scheduled to return to campaigning in Nevada by Saturday afternoon. Audie Cornish, NPR News in Indianapolis.